Dell.com/Labor Day or call 800-BUY-DELL.
Welcome back in hour number two of the Todd Brummel Camp Show, kicking off here at Fry Fest, and we haven't even mentioned this yet, but the Hawkeyes have announced their honorary captain for tomorrow's season opener against Wyoming, and it's not a former Hawkeye football player, but it might be somebody who means more to the Iowa athletic program than just about anybody. John Streiff, the legendary longtime former head trainer for the Hawkeyes, will serve as the honorary captain for the Hawkeyes tomorrow morning as they face Wyoming inside Kinnick Stadium at 11 a.m. Welcome back in, whether you're listening to us on 106.3 FM, the South Gym here in Iowa City, 107.5 FM, the North Gym in Cedar Rapids, or all across eastern Iowa on 1600 AM, our historic main gym frequency. It's KGYM Radio taking you up until 7 o'clock tonight. And high school football, you, Alex, are headed to Solon, correct?
That's correct.
What do they have tonight?
They take on Regina.
So they've got another big Regina
big-time
game
matchup
for you and Fick. I have neglected to pass along the order of the picks for the Carl and Ernie's Pick 6, so my apologies to the listeners out there that wanted to know the order of selection. But Scott Unash went first, followed by Mark Dukes, and then myself, Alex, Kyle, and Sean, keeping up the tradition. I think Sean goes sixth, about 85% of the Carl and Ernie's Pick 6 a week in and week out. Jack Dom, the former Iowa baseball coach, is going to join us coming up at the bottom of the hour. His weekly segment, Touching All Bases, a little Major League Baseball discussion. We mentioned Justin Verlander traded from the Tigers to the Astros last night at 11:59 Eastern time. They got in just under the gun of the trade deadline. The Detroit Tigers dumped about $170 million in salary yesterday between offloading Justin Verlander and trading Justin Upton to the Los Angeles Angels of Anaheim. So a pretty impressive financial day for the Tigers, and an unfortunate season for them trying to honor Mike Ilitch, the memory of their former owner who passed away before the season began. And they decided to go with the full teardown and rebuild. We'll get to that coming up first. It is time, a Friday staple, and very fitting we're here at Fry Fest because this segment has a Hawkeye twist to it. It's Love It or Leave It, so here's Ricky Stanzi.
If you don't love it, leave it. Let the song that I'm singing be a warning.
Two choices, one answer.
We either love it or we leave it.
It's okay. Ricky gave us permission to do this.
So we want to make sure moving forward that we have the okay to call that segment Love It or Leave It. Since you're sort of the owner.
Yeah, I'm fine with that.
If you don't love it, leave it.
Number one.
Todd, a piece of the past.
You can find almost anything. I've said this every year we're at Fry Fest. You can find almost anything. And I did that today. I was over at one of the booths looking through some Hawkeye artifacts and mementos. And by the way, we're sitting on a gold mine back at the station because I looked at those old KRNA posters that we've got laying around the station from Mr. Norton's days of doing. Those things are like paper currency. 50, 75 bucks, 100 bucks, higher than that. He says higher than that. Listen, you go tell the guy he's got him, he's underselling him. But I'm looking through the posters and I found this. I had this poster when I was a kid, and it's by a man by the name of John Holliday, who's an artist who was from the Quad Cities. And he did these posters, got licensed, and he did college teams, professional teams. I had that poster on the wall of my bedroom when I was a kid for many, many years. And so on a complete and total nostalgia trip today, I saw it and it was 30 bucks, and I decided, why not? So I picked it, and I can't figure out whether it's going to go at home or whether it's going to go on the walls when we get the studio renovated. I'll get it framed and nice and everything. But I love picking up a piece of the past, and if you're a Hawkeye football fanatic, wrestling, basketball, baseball, whatever the sport is, you can literally find anything that you're looking for here at Fry Fest. So stop on out and put that to the test. I mean, I've seen some stuff that I didn't even know existed, and I've seen a lot of Hawkeye stuff, but some of the vendors here have absolutely amazing inventories of stuff. Love it.
Number two.
Ohio State's running game, and they are not JKing. I think you misspelled joking here.
JKing, that stands for just kidding.
Ah.
And they're running back, freshman J.K. Dobbins, who was absolutely outstanding last night. Kirk Herbstreit was talking about him coming into the night as a guy who that he wanted to see how he would react to his first time in the limelight. How about 29 carries, 182 yards, and then two receptions for 16 yards. This kid looks like Maurice Jones-Drew, about 5'8", 208 pounds, and has the shiftiness of a guy that can make guys miss in space. And I know they have Mike Weber, who was their returning starting running back. I thought last year the loss of Ezekiel Elliott was bigger than really anything that they could have prepared for. Michael Thomas was big the year before on the outside. A lot was made about their inability, Ohio State's inability to stretch the field deep. They didn't have to do that last night because J.K. Dobbins was so good in the running game. This is a guy who I think in 3 years is going to be a first-round NFL draft pick because of his ability to catch passes out of the backfield and make people miss in space and as well and run between the tackles as well. So I love the fact that you look at Ohio State's running game this year, they are not J.K.
Number three.
Kind of sticking on that same note, Todd, Indiana football.
Indiana football. I'm going to leave this. And I can't remember who tweeted this last night, but somebody said, I feel like I've seen this Indiana football game dozens of times in my life. How many times have you watched Indiana and you thought, by God, the Hoosiers are going to pull this off. They look pretty good. And then the second half rolled around and you saw that talent disparity, the gap between Ohio State and Indiana. And that poor guy who was sitting, you probably were watching your brother's game, but there was a shot of the stands at Memorial Stadium, a wide shot of the stands. I mean, talking 20, 25 rows, and there was one lone Indiana fan just slouched down against the metal bleachers. And I like Indiana football. They're harmless. You know, they're the friend that you let around your wife or your girlfriend because you know there's absolutely no chance that she's going to be stolen away by him. That's Indiana football. But there was high hope for Tom Allen because he's a defensive guy and you had Kevin Wilson's offensive holdovers. They may win some games this year, but that looks like the same old Indiana football team to me last night. Unfortunate all around.
Number four.
Alex, C.J. Beathard will play in 2017, but that's not necessarily a good thing.
I love this. I think C.J. Beathard will start multiple games this year for the San Francisco 49ers for no other reason than the fact that Brian Hoyer is injury-prone. He missed a lot of last season. I think five games into last season is when he went out with his broken arm and was gone for the rest of that 2016 campaign. C.J. Beathard will play this year, but I don't think that's necessarily a good thing because this is a guy who has been sacked 59 times the last 2 years, has taken many shots, has been playing through injuries the last two seasons, and there's no question about that. There's been a little bit of press recently about Ed Cunningham, a former ESPN play-by-play analyst, stepping away from his booth due to head injuries in football, citing C.J. Beathard in that bowl game against Florida as the last straw. I don't know about that, but what I do know is C.J. Beathard needs a full year to get healthy, and I think that if he would be the backup for an entire season, it would do his NFL career a lot. It would do a lot for it, and I think he will play. I don't think that's a good thing.
Number five.
Six-man rotations, Todd.
I love it for right now. It's hard to argue with anything that Joe Maddon's doing on the north side of Chicago. The Cubs, a 2-0 winner today over the Braves. John Lackey looked pretty good over 5-6 innings. That's a 5-0 start to the homestand for the Cubbies, but they are going to go with John Lester coming off the disabled list this weekend with a six-man rotation. Mike Montgomery stays in the rotation. He will start tomorrow. And then you've got John Lester. Lester starts tomorrow. Montgomery starts the finale, one way or the other. But the six-man rotation, it may be in the short term, but it certainly looks good from here on out. Mike Montgomery was tremendous in his couple starts filling in for John Lester. And don't look now, but the Cubs trying to turn things on here as the calendar has turned to September. Love it.
Number six.
Alex, the Tide's statement.
Alabama, the number one team in college football. And I think the last two seasons there has been a clear challenger, and that would be Deshaun Watson and the Clemson Tigers. Two of the classic national championship games that we have seen in our lifetime have taken place in back-to-back seasons because there was a team with just as much recruiting prowess and ability on field as the Alabama Crimson Tide, and that was the Clemson Tigers. I look at college football this season, and I really don't see that. I saw Ohio State. They're a very good team. They're not Alabama. And the number three ranked team, who is that, you ask? The team who is going to be playing Alabama in the new Mercedes-Benz Stadium in Atlanta on Saturday, the Florida State Seminoles. Those Florida State Seminoles without Dalvin Cook, without Travis Rudolph, and with a patchwork offensive line. Offensively, Calvin Ridley and Jalen Hurts, that's going to be one of the most dynamic duos in the country. They return Bo Scarborough at the running back position. And once again, a defensive secondary led by Minka Fitzpatrick, loaded with NFL talent. Alabama is 7.5, is a 7.5 point favorite over the number three team in the country on a neutral field. I would take Alabama to cover that. I think they're going to make a big-time statement in Atlanta on Saturday night.
Number seven.
All right, Todd. Tanking.
Tanking. I am against tanking, and I'm looking at one team in particular in the National Football League, the New York Jets, who played Josh McCown, their week one starting quarterback, in a week four exhibition game, which is almost unheard of. He gets hurt. Today it was announced that the Jets have traded Sheldon Richardson. This team is going all in on being all awful in 2017 to try to get the number one overall pick. They need a quarterback. People are talking about Josh Allen of Wyoming being the number one overall pick in the draft. If you are a New York Jets fan, and we're going to have one joining us in the 6 o'clock hour, Rob Howe from HawkeyeNation.com, a longtime suffering Jets fan, and I'm going to ask Rob when he joins us, will we be looking at the future quarterback of the New York Jets tomorrow at Kinnick Stadium? Because if Allen goes number one overall, the way that things are shaping up right now, it's a really good chance that the New York Jets are going to hold that number one overall pick. But how do you defend this to your fan base? The season hasn't even started yet, and the team is already wasn't going to be very good, but it's very clear. And Roger Goodell has some issues on his hands. Some of them are of his own making. You have to come up with a way to address tanking in the NFL, because we're going to see teams doing more and more of this, and I'm not a fan of it. Leave it.
Number eight.
Lane Kiffin is so crazy that this may just work.
I leave this. I think the national media is starting to catch on at what is happening in Boca Raton at Florida Atlantic University. Lane Kiffin has come in and caused a storm. And I think a lot of times in college football, you get coaches who are storm starters, and I think it shakes up conferences. Look what Jim Harbaugh has done in the Big Ten. I feel like he has had such a profound impact on the Big Ten, and not only in recruiting, but in coaching hires, and really with the way that these teams spend money on football in their conference. I feel like Jim Harbaugh has had that kind of effect on the Big Ten. Lane Kiffin could have that kind of effect on the Sun Belt. The problem is he's not as good of a coach, and he is recruiting players who I looked at one. You read the Athlon preseason magazines, and they always have the quotes from the opposing coaches in there, from the opposing coaches in the particular conference. So one opposing coach in the Sun Belt said, "This team will be talented, but it will be interesting to see how he manages, how Lane manages the kind of person he is bringing into his program. It's been well documented. He's brought in a lot of the players from the East Mississippi Community College. He's gone out and brought in guys with a lot of character red flags, and that is just a ticking time bomb waiting to happen, especially in this day and age, and especially with the amount of coverage that Florida Atlantic will get, the amount of unprecedented coverage they will get because Lane Kiffin is their head coach. One of those guys screws up, whether it's Kendall Briles, their offensive coordinator that was brought in right away, or one of the players that they bring in from the JUCO level that they – the only reason he's at Florida Atlantic was because he got in trouble at a Power 5 school. One of those guys steps out of line, it could bring down the whole program. So I think this is a ticking time bomb, and I leave the fact that it's so crazy it just might work.
Number 9.
All right, Todd. I know you like saying this. The Pork Tornadoes.
The Pork Tornadoes. I've got to love this. They are the post-Fry Fest trade show concert tonight. You need to have the wristband to get in. The Pork Tornadoes, a couple of those guys are big listeners of the show and the station, so I love mentioning them anytime that I get. I have never seen the Pork Tornadoes perform, and I am very excited tonight to get my first chance to see them live here at Fry Fest. So I have to love, they're listeners to the show, they're listeners to the station, and they're performing here at Fry Fest. Worlds are colliding. I have to love this.
Number 10.
We'll end on this. Personal foul, illegal jersey.
In case you missed it.
Have you been buying jerseys from China again, Alex?
No.
Okay.
I haven't, but apparently a FCS program has. Florida A&M last night took on Arkansas.
It didn't end well for Florida A&M.
It didn't. It really did not end well.
Brett Bielema's boys ran it up.
It didn't end well for Florida A&M, Todd. But did you know that in this game, Florida A&M lost a timeout in each half because they wore illegal jerseys? In NCAA football, in order to have a legal jersey, you can't have the numbers the same color as the jerseys, even if there is a clear border around it. So Florida A&M, who lost 49-7, by the way, was wearing all-white jerseys with white numbers with an orange border around it, and it cost them a timeout in the first half and a timeout in the second half. They were penalized because of the uniforms that they were wearing. How does a Division I football program not know the rules on uniforms? You go out and you spend hundreds of thousands of dollars on these uniforms, bringing in recruits, and the first ones that you wear actively hurt your chances in a football game. It is baffling the level of ineptitude that somebody had, somebody in the athletic department at Florida A&M had, putting a team on the field with a distinct disadvantage because of what they were wearing. I absolutely leave this. This is ridiculous.
If you don't love it, leave it.
And that'll do it for another edition of Love It or Leave It. We'll talk a little baseball coming up bottom of the hour. Also, we'll give you the details when we come back on how you can win two of the two final spots in the IMON Communications Fantasy Football League. Remember, we are having the draft on Tuesday at 7:30 at Brick Alley Sports Pub and Bar in downtown Marion. You need to be present for the draft. That's the only thing that we ask. Got a great prizes for you. Chick-fil-A, Lindale is hooking us up with some sandwiches. So a big thank you going out to Mark. Details in just a minute or two on how you can claim one of those final two spots in the league. Kyle's going to cook up another Midwest One Bank big board update, and we've got more law enforcement walking by, which always makes me
and
a little
waving.
Nervous.
They're,
yes,
they're waving.
We're
not coming
board.
For us.
We're
good.
Not encouraging people to gamble on tomorrow's Iowa-Wyoming game. Nothing. Nothing of the sort. We appreciate it, as always. Stop on by. Say hi, just like the men in blue just did here. It's the Todd Brownell Camp Show coming your way from Fry Fest, taking you up until 7 o'clock tonight. More on the way after this.
Let's go, Hawks! Let's go, Hawks! Let's go, Hawks!
Cheer on the black and gold in your black and gold from BravoSportsMarketing.com. BravoSportsMarketing.com has everything you need as a true Hawkeye fanatic. Game day apparel, football ticket packages, Hawkeye posters, and the popular America Needs Farmers gear. Get your hands on the new Fight for Iowa logo tees, available in black or gold. You'll want one in each color for the gold game against North Texas, the black and gold spirit game against Penn State, and the blackout game against Ohio State. BravoSportsMarketing.com also has game tickets to all home Iowa games. If you're heading to Northwestern, get your tickets right now for the Game Day Hawkeye Huddle tailgate party. And BravoSportsMarketing.com is the only place you'll find Hawkeye Village ticket and tailgate packages, including your game ticket, tailgate-style buffet, musical entertainment, and more. Hawkeye Village packages currently remain available for all home games. Get them now. BravoSportsMarketing.com. Over 20 years of authentic Hawkeye gear for serious Hawkeye fans.
Iowa Hawkeye fans, this is Hayden Fry reminding you about this year's Fry Fest. Let's celebrate all that is Hawkeye together in Colville on the Friday of Labor Day weekend. Join Hawkeye fans and former athletes for this festive, day-long black and gold celebration. See FryFest.com and join at Fry Fest in Colville on Friday of Labor Day weekend.
Presented by Midwest One Bank, Friday, September 1st.
Go Hawks!
Don't put off your paving project any longer. Cooler weather will be here sooner than you think. Pate Asphalt handles commercial parking lots, roadways, and your very own driveway. Serving the area for over 30 years, Pate Asphalt has decades of experience. Make your parking lot, roadway, and driveway look great. Pave it to last with Pate Asphalt. See them at PateAsphalt.com.
I just got a text from my wife that says my mother-in-law, who's watching my son today, is in a super talkative mood. So join us at Fry Fest as we broadcast here until midnight tonight so that I don't have to go home. And, you know, I just kid. I love my mother-in-law and can't wait to get home. I've got some items. I do more shopping for my son than I do for myself, which is saying something because you know how much.
Because how many packages have shown up at on the southwest side of Cedar Rapids last 2 days.
Including the care package from my former co-host. It was so nice of him to think of me. And that autographed poster, I don't know, I showed it to Scott Unash, and now it disappeared. I don't know what happened to it. The Todd Brommelkamp Show live at Fry Fest, along with Alex Kuhn, who's soon to depart for the Solon-Regina game, coming your way tonight on KGYM. Rob Howe from HawkeyeNation.com. Ready to slide on in to the captain's chair. We'll take you up until 7 o'clock tonight. We'll talk a little baseball with Mount Mercy's Jack Dom in just a few minutes. Big trades going down yesterday at the waiver trade deadline. Justin Verlander, the former Cy Young Award winner, on the move along with Justin Upton. But first, I'll send it back to Kyle Mann on the southwest side of Cedar Rapids. Not yet. I apologize for that. We'll keep it here and give you some helpful advice when you are meeting a famous football player. Don't randomly kiss him on the top of his head when he's not expecting it.
Is that a message to people who will be visiting our booth
Mitch
over
King?
Here?
Maybe.
Mitch King?
Maybe.
Okay.
There was a woman who kissed Aaron Rodgers, the quarterback of the Packers, on the top of his head at an event recently. And the only reason that this is going viral online is because there was a camera trained on Aaron Rodgers when this happened, and he looks at the camera after the kiss takes place, and it looks exactly like a scene out of The Office. He gives a look that you would expect Jim from The Office to give the camera. It's absolutely crazy. Packers are ready to get the season rolling, by the way. I think every NFL team is ready to go after week four of the preseason has come to a conclusion. I understand that we're ready now on the southwest side of Cedar Rapids for another Midwest One Bank Big Board update. Here's Kyle Mann.
The Hawkeyes gained a commitment today from 2018 defensive back Julius Brents from Indianapolis. He's a three-star according to 24/7 Sports, a four-star according to Rivals, and at 6'2", he's got the size to be a big corner or play safety. He chose Iowa over offers from Louisville, Michigan State, and Indiana, among others. Not a great day for Zach Johnson at the Dell Technologies Championship in Boston. He shot a 77 in his first round today, which means it's likely not going to be a long weekend. The Colonels beat the Bees last night 9-8 in 10 innings on a walk-off RBI by Aaron Whitefield. He and Travis Blankenhorn combined to go 5-for-10 with 4 RBI at the top of the order. They lost Eduardo Del Rosario this morning, however, as he was promoted to Fort Myers once again. They're going for the sweep tonight in their final home game of the regular season. It'll be Charlie Barnes taking on Jose Suarez. That's going to be at 6:35. High school football is in full swing, and we've got a full slate of Week 2 games tonight with every team in the corridor in action on 1600 AM at the historic Main Gym and 107.5 FM, the North Gym. We'll have Scott Unash on the call for Washington and Kennedy at Kingston Stadium. And on 106.3 FM, we'll have Alex Kuhn calling Iowa City Regina at Solon. Iowa's season opener against Wyoming is tomorrow morning, so be sure to tune in to Before the Boom before the game and hear the entire KGYM crew break down the matchup. That's going to be available on all three KGYM frequencies.
How would you like to go see Alan Jackson at the U.S. Cellular Center? That concert is coming up September 9th, next week. We've got tickets for you right now if you're caller number 6, 319-366-1600. I would ask Alex and Rob what their favorite Alan Jackson songs are. I'm just going to assume that Rob loves Little Bitty, and Alex strikes me as a Livin' on Love type person. But if you are a bigger Alan Jackson fan than those two gentlemen put together, be caller number 6 right now to 319-366-1600. You can see him right in Cedar Rapids at the U.S. Cellular Center. Tickets are on sale right now. You can get them at Ticketmaster.com or at the U.S. Cellular Center box office in downtown Cedar Rapids. Very affordable, $42. They just released a bunch of tickets. You look like you have something to say about
yes,
Alan Jackson. Have you seen him?
I wanted to hit the wrong buzzer because I'm a big Remember When fan.
Remember When. Okay. He's got Alan Jackson's been around for a very long time. And is actually, I do enjoy Alan Jackson's music. You know me, I favor older country artists, but Alan Jackson is right there sort of in my wheelhouse. And if I were available on the 9th, I would siphon off these tickets, but I'm not allowed to do it. Somebody told me the very first thing, you're not allowed to do that. So caller number 6, 319-366-1600. You're going to be off to see Alan Jackson next week at the U.S. Cellular Center. And if you're not caller number 6, you've still got another opportunity to win with us today. We've got two more spots in the Imon Communications Fantasy Football League. They're on the line tonight, and we're going to give you details on how you can claim those two spots next as the Todd Brommelkamp Show with Alex Kuhn continues, although we'll continue without Alex Kuhn. He's going to make his way to Solon. Rob Howe slides on in, and Rob will join Jack Dom with me next here on the show. SportsCenter right now being brought to you by Bloomsbury Farm. Hold your corporate or group get-together at Bloomsbury Farm. They're continually evolving with new experiences. Start planning your event now at bloomsburyfarm.com.
Bloomsbury Farm is a breath of fresh air for any event. It's where groups gather and teams get stronger. Bloomsbury Farm is continually evolving with new experiences, so it's a natural for your corporate, family, or friend get-together. From festive party barns and cozy wine tastings to their exhilarating dual zip line and team-building events, their exceptional staff will help you plan every detail. Friendship grows down on the farm. Bloomsbury Farm, just a short drive to Atkins. Start planning your event at bloomsburyfarm.com.
And Radio Sports Center.
I'm Chris Smith. The Cleveland Browns are releasing QB Brock Osweiler. The Browns owe him $16 million, but still get a 2018 second-round pick from Houston. Saints wide receiver Willie Snead has been suspended for 3 games. It is a reduction from 4 games for an off-season DUI. Pittsburgh running back Le'Veon Bell has reported to the Steelers facility. It is expected he will sign his $12.1 million tender. Bell has been training in South Florida. NFL teams have begun to cut their rosters to 53. The Cardinals release running back Chris Johnson, Steelers cut running back Nile Davis, and the Bears released wide receiver Victor Cruz. Texas Rangers Adrian Beltre's left hamstring showed a grade 2 strain, sidelining him for a minimum of 4 weeks. The Houston Astros pulled off a blockbuster move, acquiring ace pitcher Justin Verlander from the Tigers. Verlander will make his debut on Tuesday at Seattle.
Want an easy way to see if you could save money on car insurance? GEICO gives you three. Call 1-800-947-AUTO, go online to geico.com, or stop by the GEICO office nearest you. Three ways you could save 15% or more.
He's Mike Golick Jr. I'm Jason Fitz.
Labor Day savings at the Home Depot means serving up to 30% off appliance special buys, like the Whirlpool Top Freezer Refrigerator in stainless steel for just $599. Save $150. Its adjustable storage bins let you keep food organized just the way you like. And the price? That's pretty tasty, too. Up to 30% off appliance special buys now at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. U.S. only while supplies last. See store for details. Valid through September 13th.
When the game is on the line, you put the ball in the hands of your best player because they always perform under pressure. And at Valvoline, we too believe performance comes from hands-on expertise. That's why we created Valvoline Full Synthetic, specially formulated to provide maximum engine protection against friction and wear. So when performance counts, put your engine in the right hands. Valvoline, 150 years under the hood. Visit AutoZone now and buy 5 quarts of Valvoline Full Synthetic and an oil filter starting at $32.99. See store for restrictions and details.
You gotta love savings up to 40% off, and the Dell Labor Day sale delivers massive deals. Dell definitely didn't hold back on the savings, and they have such an amazing selection. You can score the latest Dell PCs with Intel Core processors, or maybe you're after a 55-inch Sony HD smart TV. There are so many great electronics and free shipping on everything. Shop big Labor Day deals by visiting Dell.com/Labor Day or call 800-BUY-DELL.
We've reached the halfway point of the Todd Brolenkamp Show on a Friday night, a very special edition of the Todd Brolenkamp Show because we're coming to you from Fry Fest. It's a tweak on the KGYM road trip driven by Linder Tire. We're going to be here until 7 o'clock tonight, the trade show inside the Coralville Marriott and the Iowa River Landing going until about 8 o'clock tonight, so you can still get inside here and find anything Hawkeye-related that you could possibly be looking for. T-shirts, more T-shirts, old posters, buttons, T-shirts. We got hats, T-shirts. Did I mention that there are T-shirts available here? Lots of Hawkeye merchandise here at Fry Fest. Rob Howe from HawkeyeNation.com has slid in for Alex Kuhn. Alex is off to the Solon Regina game tonight, one of the two games that you can hear here on KGYM. Want to take a second to congratulate Jim from Lost Nation. He is going to be heading to see Alan Jackson at the U.S. Cellular Center on September 9th, the final pair of tickets that we have for you. Still got an opportunity for you to win the final two spots in the IMON Communications Fantasy Football Listener League. We'll be holding the draft on Tuesday. Details about that yet to come. What's up, Rob?
Not much. Ready for college football season.
Ready for college football season. We still got to talk a little baseball first, and we're going to bring Jack Dom in with us now. Jack, I'm gonna bust you here. I don't recall seeing a giant cardboard cutout of you at Fry Fest that I could take a selfie with. What's the deal with that?
Well, I didn't win a Big Ten championship or a silver medal, and that's very well deserved, by the way. I take it that there's a big cutout of Rick there. So,
if we make a cardboard cutout of you, can we display that at the coach's corner? Do you think Sean would allow that?
You know what? I'd rather not, because I think if anyone had the dartboard, would darts be thrown at it, and there'd be food all over it. I'd rather not. I think there'd be some nasty stuff written on it, but let's pass on that one.
All right, what was your reaction when you woke up this morning and found out that Justin Verlander, the former Cy Young Award winner, had been traded from the Tigers to the Astros at 11:59 last night, literally the final minute of the trade period before the deadline hit?
Yeah, you know what, I actually woke up at about 1 o'clock in the morning and looked at my phone, and I saw that. I was a little bit surprised, but, because when they didn't trade Verlander a month ago, but, it's a great move by Houston. Basically what it tells me is Houston's Houston's going for it right now. And, you know, for them to get Verlander, they've got a proven pitcher in October that's a tough competitor, very similar to, you know, when the Cubs got Lester or, you know, some other trades where other teams got an experienced pitcher. I believe Verlander has like 16 starts in the postseason. And he's just a tough-minded guy. He'll, you know, him and Keuchel together will be really good if they, you know, if they can get the other pitchers healthy. They had to do something to be able to compete with those arms. The pitching staff in the American League, if you look at Cleveland, if you look at Boston, those are some outstanding staffs. And in order to beat those guys, you got to have frontline pitching.
Jack, are you concerned at all about the Dodgers? They've been cruising all year, but kind of have hit a rough patch here, excuse me. Or is that just kind of part of the deal? Is that kind of part of the season?
I just think it's part of the deal. You know, they've had a bunch of injuries. You know, tonight's a big night. They got Kershaw coming back tonight, of course, and that'll uplift the team a little bit. And so I'm not too concerned. It's very similar to, you know, Houston had gone through a stretch. It's hard to play baseball the way that win as many games as what the Dodgers were winning, or even Houston, you know, early on in the year. They were doing phenomenal things, and it's a marathon. Basically, you know, they call it the dog days of August for a reason. And, you know, that's the toughest month of the year. It's hot. There's so much going on. It's a long season. It's right before the stretch run. So, you know, when teams usually struggle, you see a team like that in August struggle. And getting Kershaw back will, I think, give him a big lift. No matter how he pitches tonight, as long as he shows that he's healthy, I think that'll be a real positive for the Dodgers and give him that lift that they need to have.
Talking baseball, our annual weekly Friday chat with Jack Dom, the Mount Mercy baseball coach, normally at the Coach's Corner Sports Pub in Iowa City, but today joining us on the phone as we are at Fry Fest. The Cubs, 5-0 so far in this homestand. Of course, it helps when you're playing teams that are at the bottom of the standings. John Lackey looked good today. Good news, bad news for the Cubs recently. The good news, John Lester's back this weekend. The bad news, Addison Russell looks like he's going to be out another 3 weeks or so as he re-aggravated that foot injury. Your thoughts on the way that the Cubs have looked so far this week?
I think they're playing good, solid baseball. They're swinging the bat. They're doing what they, you know, they need to beat the teams that they're supposed to beat. And, you know, we said it about 2 weeks ago that they had the second weakest schedule in Major League Baseball, and it's time for them to separate a little bit. Now, the Brewers are playing pretty good baseball, staying close to them, but you know what? They're playing good, solid baseball right now. Javier Baez has really picked up his game. You know, Rizzo, I'm actually in Chicago right now. So, by the way, I just picked up another Chris Bryant autographed jersey in case you're interested in purchasing that. You know, they're playing good style baseball. Rizzo had 30 RBIs in the month of August, and that's pretty impressive. The other impressive thing is we just talked about the Dodgers. We just talked about Houston hitting a bad stretch. You know, you look at the Cubs, and Joe Maddon, his 3 years in Chicago, has had great August. And I think a lot of that has to do with his rotation of players and resting guys. He's got some quirky things as far as American Legion Week, where he doesn't allow the guys to come take batting practice. It's basically show and go. So you know what? Joe Maddon is basically doing what Joe Maddon does. That's having his team play the best when it means the most late in the year.
What are your thoughts on, at least in the short term here, sticking with a six-man rotation and leaving Mike Montgomery in the rotation?
Well, I think the Cubs are much stronger once you have Montgomery in the bullpen. I've stated that all year long. Reminds me of Sean Flanagan with that big breaking ball. But you know what? I think it's a smart thing. As long as you've got the lead and you can do it and you feel comfortable with it, go ahead and ride it. And that way, you know, the Cubs have been good in August because Joe Maddon has been very smart, resting guys, giving them their break. And I think it'll be a smart thing for, you know, you look at Lackey. He was very efficient today. It helped him that the wind was blowing in, of course, since he's a home run pitcher. And, you know, so I think it's something, as long as you've got a three and a half game lead, you can do it. If all of a sudden you see it get down to one game, that might change. They might cut it back to a 4 or 5 man rotation.
I think we talked a few weeks ago about the Indians, Jack, and they were starting to kind of play better. Now they've won 8 in a row. Looks like Trevor Bauer's starting to figure things out. Kluber's been lights out. They're the team that not a lot of people are talking about, but it seems like they're getting hot at the right time. Is that a scary team?
I think they're more talented than they were last year. Kluber back throwing like he's capable of throwing. He wasn't Kluber early in the year, went on the disabled list. He's been outstanding, since he's come off. And, you know, he's got great stuff. He's a great competitor. He works with pace. But, you know, that's a very, very dangerous team that is starting to peak at the right time and starting to get healthy at the right time. So it's a talented bunch. It's a scary team, especially if they can get Andre Miller back healthy in that bullpen. That's going to be a big key for him because that changes everything with that pitching staff where they will start to use him in that sixth, seventh inning. And they really strength the game. But they do need Andre Miller back. I think he's got a few more days on the disabled list going back with that knee issue.
Be a good time to remind everybody that I picked the Cleveland Indians to win the World Series this year, but I won't remind Rob who my National League pick was to face them in the World Series. The Yankees. Aroldis Chapman looks like a completely different pitcher this year. Did Joe Maddon and the way that he used him in the World Series last year have any residual effect on his performance this year, or are we just sort of seeing Aroldis Chapman entering the twilight of his career?
Well, I think it's a little bit of both. I think Joe Maddon opened himself up for criticism, you know, if Chapman had any injuries this year, it wasn't quite the same. Because it wasn't like Chapman bought in like an Andre Miller did. I mean, Andre Miller was a guy that, you know, was a setup guy, was used in a lot of different ways. Chapman, since, you know, really, they started him a little bit in Cincinnati, but other than that, he's been a closer. So it was a big change. Joe Maddon opened himself up for criticism, which he took plenty. Even after the Cubs won the World Series, he was still under fire by everybody. And now with Chapman being hurt, that does hurt him. But, you know, your body, I mean, that's, you look at Chapman, he is a physical specimen. He takes care of his body, but you still only have so many bullets in that arm. And to be throwing pitches 103, 104 miles per hour, that's pretty tough. That's pretty tough on the shoulder. So, you know, I don't think it's probably not Joe Maddon's fault, the struggles, but he opened himself up to be criticized.
I think I read something on Baseball America at some point this week where it seems like there's a movement, and you're seeing it more often in the major leagues where, you know, most staffs have maybe 1, 2, possibly 3 good starters. And then after that, you know, the fourth and fifth spots, maybe you mix and match, throw a guy 3 innings who starts the game, and then beyond that. Can you see that becoming more of a trend, Jack, where, you know, yeah, we've got our top 2 or 3 pitchers, but after that, it's a mix and match for those other turns in the rotation?
I think everybody would rather have 4 real solid starters, but I think it is a trend if you can't get that, you know, third, fourth, fifth starter. I think it's a way to go. You look at the Cubs, Todd, you might have to help me. Who was the starter? Was it Butler, who they had up for a while? And then he was basically a 4-inning guy. And then they bring Montgomery in. And that's what a lot of teams are doing. And it worked for the Cubs for a while with Butler and then Montgomery coming in, the big lefty. But and it also, what it did for Montgomery, it allowed him to stay stretched out so that he could become a starter in case of an injury, which did happen. But I think if you talk to any general manager, they'd much rather have 4 quality starters that they could rely on, and then maybe that fifth spot do what you talked about. So I think the biggest thing is making sure you have a bullpen, a bullpen that you can hopefully shrink the game, where after the sixth inning, you have a shutdown bullpen, very similar to what the Royals had a couple of years ago, what the Indians did last year. So the relief pitchers are becoming a lot more valuable in Major League Baseball, and I think we saw that last year in the offseason, where all of a sudden the middle relievers are starting to get a lot more money. They were guys that didn't make big money, and they're spending money on those relief pitches now, and for that reason, because you have to be strong on the backside. I think one thing that you do see is when teams struggle, when they kind of get into a rut, it's when the bullpen struggles, and you get a good start from a starting pitcher, and then all of a sudden the bullpen gives it up, which we see from the Cubs every now and then, even though their numbers are really good. You know, you want to have that team, when you turn it over to the bullpen, you know you got the win when you're leading. Or if it's a one- or two-run game when you're down, you want a bullpen, you want somebody to come in that can put that hold up and allow your team to come back and win. And, you know, so I think that's a big key with bullpen.
All right, Jack, before we let you go, I saw the video on social media on Twitter earlier this week, hitting some ground balls on that brand-new turf at Mount Mercy. How'd it feel?
Boy, it's nice. You know, it was exciting. We can't get on our field yet. That was a test day to see the speed. I really want a fast infield, so we were out there testing the speed. Did we need to put any more sand on it? But our guys love the turf. It's clutch right now, and, you know, it was a lot of fun. We've been out on the softball field. Actually, tonight our soccer team is playing for the first time, first home game at the complex. So there's some exciting things. Hopefully we're able to get on it next week or the following week and start practicing there. Softball and soccer have been cleared. We'll be next, so it's exciting, and can't wait to get out there. Our guys are chomping at the bit to be able to go out there and practice and play.
All right, Jack, we appreciate it as always. Next week, we'll get ready for Iowa State Week with you. How about that?
Boy, I tell you what, this is the best time of the year. I absolutely love it with college football, professional football, the playoffs, and then fall baseball for us. It's exciting. And then one thing I do want to say, Todd, is just a super congratulations to the University of Iowa and Rick Heller. What they're accomplishing is absolutely incredible. For them, you know, they face some outstanding competition, but for them to continue having those comeback wins like they had there, that mojo from last year, sometimes from year to year you can't carry it over, but that just elevated their program to another level coming into this year with the experience that they got. And hats off to Rick and to the team. It was fun. I didn't get a chance to watch any of the games, but absolutely amazing what they did. I don't think, you know, Rick always expects to win, but, you know, going over there with an experienced team, I'm not too sure Rick probably expected to get a medal, but congratulations to him and the Iowa Hawkeyes. That's it's never been done before. They're doing brand new things, not only in the program, but for all other college baseball teams that never won a medal over there. So congratulations to them.
All right, Jack, we will touch base with you next week. We appreciate it as always.
Thanks, Todd. Thanks, Rob.
Mount Mercy baseball coach Jack Dom, his weekly segment Touching All Bases, returns to the Coach's Corner Sports Pub in Iowa City next week, 749 Mormon Truck Boulevard. Even though we're not there today, we're there in spirit, and we will be there this week, just a day later, tomorrow, for After the Final Gun, the KGYM post-game show. The second that the Hawkeyes and Cowboys game is over, we'll go live from Coach's Corner Sports Pub. Stop on in and say hi to the guys. I'll be calling in from Kinnick Stadium afterwards. Hopefully we'll be talking about a Hawkeye win over Wyoming. We're going to break it down coming up for you in a couple minutes. The big hour on the way, courtesy of Hawkeye Title and Settlement. Rob Howe with me from HawkeyeNation.com. And Mitch King is here with us as well at the KGYM booth. We'll be talking with Mitch coming up in hour number three. We'll step aside. When we come back, Kyle's going to have another Midwest One Bank Big Board update for you, and we will give you that chance to claim one of the final two franchises in this year's KGYM Listener Draft, brought to you by Imon Communications. More of the Todd Brolecamp Show on the way after this.
Napa Know How.
Getting the best usually costs a pretty penny. But when it comes to getting one of the best motor oils, your pennies don't have to be pretty at all. Because Valvoline Full Synthetic Motor Oil is only $5.59 a quart. So open up that piggy bank and treat yourself to the best with Valvoline Full Synthetic. Now just $5.59 a quart. That's Napa know-how.
Napa know-how.
General States pricing. Sales prices cannot include applicable state, local taxes, or recycling fees. Offer expires 9/30/17.
Daryl Bewley here with Toyota of Iowa City. Most of you are aware that we have really amazing lease and finance specials going on right now on most of our new Toyotas, or outstanding cash back options. It's the perfect time for you to come see us and check out the options and all the details. However, many of you may not be fully aware of our fantastic Toyota Certified Used Vehicle Program, which includes 12 months or 12,000 miles of comprehensive warranty, 7 years of limited powertrain warranty, and 1 year of roadside assistance. These vehicles must also pass a 160-point inspection before they can be certified. Also, all used vehicles we sell here at Toyota of Iowa City come with free oil changes and tire rotations for 2 full years with no mileage restrictions. So if you're in the market for a new Toyota or for a really dependable used vehicle, Toyota of Iowa City has got you covered. Come on in and get all the details at Toyota of Iowa City. We're on Highway 1 right off 218 in Iowa City.
Your building might look good, but how about your parking lot? Faded lines, potholes, and cracks can ruin a good first impression. Fixing your lot can be more affordable than you think. Pate Asphalt will be happy to come take a look and give you a free estimate. They do everything, repair, striping, sealing, and they've been doing top-notch work around here for over 30 years. So let your parking lot impress your customers before they even step inside. Pave it to last with Pate Asphalt. Contact them at pateasphalt.com.
Welcome back. Just a couple minutes shy of 6 o'clock, it's the Todd Bromwell Camp Show at Fry Fest, where the Pork Tornadoes are getting ready to take the stage coming up in a couple hours. That's one of the few things here at Fry Fest that you actually need to pay for. Most of the events, including the trade show, are absolutely free. Hour number three, about to get underway at the top of the hour, 6 o'clock hour, brought to you by Hawkeye Title and Settlement. We'll have former Hawkeye Mitch King with us, making his first ever appearance at Fry Fest. We'll talk to Mitch a little bit about tomorrow's Wyoming-Iowa game as well. But right now, let's send it back to the KGYM studios on the southwest side of Cedar Rapids. Midwest One Bank brings you this big board update.
The Hawkeyes gained a commitment today from 2018 defensive back Julius Brents from Indianapolis. He's a 3-star according to 24/7 Sports, a 4-star according to Rivals, and at 6'2", he's got the size to be a big corner or play safety. He chose Iowa over offers from Louisville, Michigan State, and Indiana, among others. It was not a great day for Zach Johnson at the Dell Technologies Championship in Boston. He shot a 77 in his first round today, which means it's not likely that he's going to have a long weekend. The Colonels beat the Bees last night 9-8 in 10 innings on a walk-off RBI by Aaron Whitefield. He and Travis Blankenhorn combined to go 5-for-10 with 4 RBI at the top of the order. They lost Eduardo Del Rosario this morning, however, as he was promoted to Fort Myers again. They're going for the sweep tonight in their final home game of the regular season, and it'll be Charlie Barnes taking on Jose Suarez beginning at 6:35. High school football is in full swing, and we've got a full slate of Week 2 games tonight with every team in the corridor in action. On 1600 AM, the historic Main Gym, and 107.5 FM, the North Gym, we'll have Scott Unash on the call for Washington and Kennedy at Kingston Stadium. And on 106.3 FM, we'll have Alex Kuhn calling Iowa City Regina at Solon. Iowa's season opener against Wyoming is tomorrow morning. Be sure to tune in to Before the Boom before the game and hear the entire KGYM crew break down the matchup. That's going to be on all three KGYM frequencies.
Thank you very much, Kyle. We'll be busy back at the KGYM studios tonight with high school football, but we move from high school to the college ranks coming up in just a few minutes. The big hour on the way, courtesy of Hawkeye Title and Settlement, getting you ready for tomorrow's season opener, number 19, for Kirk Ferentz here in Iowa City as the Hawkeyes face Josh Allen and the Wyoming Cowboys. We talk about it next as Rob and I will be joined by Mitch King. More on the way after this.
Right now at the Home Depot,